morning, Angus. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Well, thank you.
Now, if you don't mind us asking, Angus, can you tell us what happened to you 3 years ago?
Yeah, not at all. I was out riding my push bike, as was something I used to do, and I was coming down Memorial Drive, which is a relatively steep hill in Newcastle, towards my surf club, actually, and a car was coming out the other way and looking to turn into the car park, and they paused, so I kept going, thinking they'd seen me, and unfortunately, they hadn't.
Okay.
And took me out off my bike, and I ended up a C7 quadriplegic in a wheelchair.
Now, that was 3 years ago now. How hard has it been for you to adjust to life being in a wheelchair?
It is a very difficult thing to do, as a lot of people are finding out and still finding out, unfortunately. But look, when you've got a, as you say, I was heavily involved in the surf club, and that community rallied around me superbly and without question, and have been absolutely fantastic in trying to make life as easy as possible, in particular getting back to the beach, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that. I mean, the club and yourself decided to give people in wheelchair access to the beach. Where did the idea sort of come from, I guess?
Yeah, well, it hit pretty hard to just about everyone there. And the decision was, it wasn't really a decision. It was just something that absolutely evolved and happened immediately. And the guys jumped into action and raised a lot of money over the course of about three fundraisers. We raised about $80,000.
Wow.
Which we decided to make sure, as you say, anyone and everyone can get down to the beach.
Yeah, so tell us about what actually was built and what was changed as part of the surf club to allow you that access to get down there to the beach.
So we, it's not perfect, but we've done the best we can. Anyone on wheels can get all the way through the surf club. We had to knock a few walls out and change some doors and put a door in. And we've now got a fleet of five wheelchairs that three can be manually pushed along the sand. Adults and kids alike can all be popped into those chairs. We've got a hoist for people who find it a little bit more awkward to get into the chairs. We've got one motorised chair, and we've also got a chair that just recently that we can push, that I can push myself on the sand.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. And yeah. So how has this sort of experience, you obviously being in a wheelchair, has sort of changed your way you look at, you know, getting access to the beach and getting access to different buildings around the place?
Oh, mate, it's difficult. Footpaths are the first problem you encounter, and look, they're pretty much a disgrace everywhere. And Sydney's no different to Newcastle. And look, it's getting a little bit better as people become more and more aware, I guess. And there's been a lot of people fighting over the years to make sure it's right for people with mobility issues. But look, every little bump, your eyes are focused down. I used to look at the world a lot differently. I used to see people coming up the street from all over the place, but now I'm looking down at the footpath because I can't afford not to.
And just one final question, Angus. There is a difference between being born with a disability and becoming disabled. What's your advice to people who become disabled and lose certain physical functions they had before, and I guess sort of taking what people have for granted?
Don't lose sight, I suppose. Yeah, it's very easy to get caught up in your world, I think, and I think you've just got to stay focused on what you do have and what you can do. Try and stay as positive as possible, I guess, which is really tough. It is really tough. But, you know, there's people out there happy to help. There's people out there who are happy to absolutely help you, you know, with any kind of small things that you might have or big things, and the guys at Cook's Hill have certainly done that for us up here. And you know, we now hold a program called the Same Waves program, which is nippers for kids with special needs. So those little kids are learning the surf as well. Like everyone's included at the Cooks Hill Surf Club, and there's other surf clubs that are starting to make these same waves as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolutely great community. Angus, thanks so much for talking to us this morning on 2SER.
No worries, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That's Angus McConnell from Cooks Hill, a part of the Cooks Hills Surf Club up there in Newcastle, sharing his story with us this morning. And it is, I guess, really interesting to think about how our world is designed, and especially buildings designed for people who can't exactly get places they want to be, especially somewhere as Australian as the beach. So a really important and worthwhile story from Angus there up in that beautiful part of the country.